Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Exodus chapter 15, verse 2. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has given me victory. This is my God, and I will praise him, my Father's God, and I will exalt him. This is part of a wonderful song that Moses sang after the people of Israel had crossed the Red Sea. After 400 years, they'd finally left Egypt. 400 years is a very long time, and the people could easily have stayed there forever. But there was a deep longing to be free from the persecution and slavery that they'd experienced in Egypt. Moses' song of victory beautifully expressed the national sigh of relief that the suffering was now at an end. At last, they were free. The people's exodus from Egypt was a defining moment in the nation's story because it told them so much about their God. They learned that God is, by his very nature, a God who loves to set people free. He's a God of salvation. It's not surprising that throughout the Bible, there are frequent references back to the crossing of the Red Sea. If God was able to overcome an obstacle as great as this, then surely nothing could stand in his way. There's great encouragement in this for all of us. Whether we're looking at global problems, national difficulties, or the situations that we're facing in our own lives, we need to look at them through the lens of God's salvation. He is the God who sets people free and looks to us to work with him to bring his salvation to the world today. We will often be daunted by the challenges that we face, but like Moses, we need to keep our eyes fixed on the Lord who remains our strength and our song. So let me ask you a question. In what ways have you discovered God to be your strength and your song? And now let me pray with you. Lord God, we worship you because you are the God of the Exodus. Thank you that you are constantly setting people free in our world today. Amen. Well, thanks for joining me today. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. Thanks for joining me, and may God bless you today.